It's Wednesday, the 30th of July, and I'm Tonatakadila with your 5 p.m. news. Mental health experts are warning about an increase in suicides among the middle-class men brought on by economic stress, social isolation and stigma as the contributing factor. Psychologist Dr. Sean Whitaker is calling for targeted mental health support.
The ongoing suicides amongst men is certainly a devastating trend. In the past, mainly unemployed young men were committing suicide, but there's clearly a difference now, with middle-class men with jobs also committing suicide. Depression very often are undiagnosed amongst men because men are more likely to describe their emotional pain as stress because men are socialized not to express emotions. There's no doubt about the fact that there's economic and social pressures on men. They feel that they have to be the main providers.
Miss Namibia 2025, Johanna Swartboy, has also spoken out urging society to create safe spaces for men to open up.
I can try again is a very important thing. And for the men who don't have outlets, writing is a form of outlet that I use. Journaling your feelings and your emotions is very important. However you let your emotions out, it needs to come out audibly, verbally, in words. You need to describe exactly how you feel for you to be able to understand the stage you're going through and for you to come to acceptance and work through that. So I'll continue to encourage young men, especially, find a positive outlet.
Then a 24-year-old Windhoek resident was arrested during an intelligence-driven police operation in the early hours of Wednesday in KwaZulu-Natal. Authorities found 18 parcels of compressed cannabis weighing over 18.5 kilograms with an estimated street value of 929,000 Namibia dollars. Police investigations are still ongoing. Namibian Police Deputy Commissioner Kauna Shikwambi.
Our officers managed to arrest a man. The youth is so much hooked. Our youth is involved. If not using, they are dealing, they are possessing, you name it. He was subsequently arrested and he is now in our custody. Once he is charged, then he is expected to make his first court appearance, not tomorrow, on Friday, because the 48 hours still applies. Our operations continue and we strongly and reliably depend on members of the public. Let's work together. Let's root out all these criminal elements. Let's confiscate and let's arrest.
South Africa's International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola has told the United Nations Two-State Solution Conference that the country stands firmly against war and supports dialogue over violence. Lamola said there cannot be peace while the very existence of the Palestinian people is being threatened by Israel's continued genocidal actions in Gaza.
This is part of a systematic pattern of injustice and oppression of Palestinians since the adoption of Resolution 181 and the subsequent Nakba in 1948. These actions must be condemned, and the UN Security Council must act to protect the Palestinian people in whole and in part.
The Netherlands has meanwhile declared Israel's finance and national security ministers persona non grata for inciting violence and urging ethnic cleansing in Gaza. Last month, the Netherlands backed a failed Swedish proposal to impose European Union sanctions on Israeli officials. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.